for.
It's not. And we know that. We know that baby boomers are gradual.
During clinches,
back to what Sandra McCain's saying, and I agree with him, is you have to link this all together. You just can't take it piecemeal. We've done that for too long.
Let me be blunt. I think the Republicans think the Americans are stupid.
I think
John McCain is putting one over on the American people. Here's what Republicans say. We'll cut your taxes, and we'll also cut spending, but we won't specify what spending we'll cut because we know that you actually like your Social Security and you like your Medicare. So we'll tell you we cut spending, but we don't mean it. We really won't. What we really will do is be massive deficits, and that way our children, our grandchildren, they'll have to pay twice as much taxes as we do, but we'll put off the problem to another era, and just like somebody maxing out on their credit cards, you'll be happy now, and we won't tell you about the facts to come later. That's your party, isn't it?
No, I mean, I can't respond to fantasy. I mean, maybe you also believe Star Wars is true, too. I think a lot of the things you say are just not true. And I think what Senator McCain's doing is being very responsible, talking about tax policy, talking about spending policy, linking it together with the issues like Social Security, Medicare, the non-discretionary spending issues that the country has to face, or else we're not going to have Social Security.
I think what you find is that the Republicans never specify what spending cuts they want. They talk all about tax cuts. They won't specify spending cuts, and they do that because they know American people will eat all this candy, and by the time the debt comes, by the time we have to have China own all our property, this party will be out of power. That's for the future generations. We'll be right back with more of this discussion. Folks, if you want to join in, you can call in, tell me I'm wrong, tell Buzz he's wrong, tell both of us we're wrong. It's your right to do that right here on the Inside Scoop. Give us a call or write in on the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com. We'll be right back after this.
This is Mommy's bed. Me and Jenny were jumping on it. Mommy's gun fell on the floor. I was a cowboy. Bang, 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 bang. I said, Jenny, wake up, it's just pretend. But she wouldn't wake up.
If you give me a fish...
If you give someone a fish...
You feed them for a day.
Teach someone to fish.
You feed them for a lifetime.
Give me a fish, and you'll feed me for a day. Teach me to fish, and you'll feed me for a lifetime.
Through Volunteers of America, you can help change lives in your community.
Oh, hey, mister, studied algebra in school and got a better job than I could. You take the last call.
Oh, no, mister, stuck in an entry-level job because you only learned basic math. I don't have a boss riding my butt like you do, so you take it so you can get back to your desk.
You know, I probably should, but maybe Miss AP Calculus with the $200 haircut in the big office upstairs would like a cup.
Oh, no, mister, what was your name again? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'm too busy doing important things to care. I just came down for some sweet dessert.
You know, if my limited math abilities weren't keeping me from getting a better job, I'd quit this afternoon.
I don't blame you. But thank goodness you're stuck here because we really need someone to make the coffee.
We're back to the Inside Scoop. Call in live and let your voice be heard. Here again, your host, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The Republican primary race is very close, and there's a race in Michigan on Tuesday and a race in South Carolina on Saturday. I'm talking with an ex-Republican congressman, staffer in Congress, a current Republican lobbyist, Buzz Hawley, on the Republican candidates at the most recent debate in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And there was a lot of talk about the direction of the Republican Party, a lot of talk about spending. And it's interesting, Ron Paul, many Republicans, including, for example, a commentator, Fox News commentators, were really pressing him as, no, you're not really a Republican. You're not a true Republican. He argues that he's the truest Republican. I want to play for you a clip from the debate on this.
Congressman Paul, yet another question about electability.
do you have any, sir? There's always the question as to whether or not you are, in fact, viable. Your differences with the Republicans on the with the rest of the Republicans on this stage has raised questions about whether or not you can actually win the Republican nomination, sir.
Well, we've only had two little primaries so far, so it's pretty premature to decide which one is going to be the candidate. But, you know, when you think about it, if you measured everything I've ever said, every vote I've ever taken against the Constitution, you know, I'm a strict constitutionalist. Are you suggesting the Republicans should write me off because I'm a strict constitutionalist? I'm the most conservative member here. I have voted, you know, against more spending and wasting government than anybody else. So you're suggesting that I'm not electable and the Republicans don't want me because I'm a strict fiscal conservative? Because I believe in civil liberties? Why should we not be defending civil liberties? And why should we not be talking about foreign policy that used to be the part of the Republican Party? Mr. Republican Robert Taft didn't even want us to be in NATO. And you're saying now that we have to continue to borrow money from China to finance this empire that we can't afford? Let me see if I get this right. We need to borrow $10 billion from China, and then we give it to Musharraf, who's a military dictator who overthrew an elected government, and then we go to war, we lose all these lives promoting democracy in Iraq. I mean, what's going on here? And you're saying that this isn't appealing to Republicans? Where did this come about? I think this is a Republican message. I defend the platform. It used to say we got rid of the Department of Education. It doesn't say that. Now, we as Republicans went and doubled the size of the Department of Education. So where have we gone? I think we've lost our way. Is there the insinuation that I am less Republican because of that?
Congressman, thank you very much. We have to take...
Well, this is very interesting. Now it seems that the commentators are saying Ron Paul is different from the rest of Republicans. Ron Paul says basically, yes, but I'm more Republican than the other fields. I'm a strict constitutionalist. I believe in civil liberties. I'm the most conservative member. I voted against wasting government, against the earmarks. And in foreign policy, I take the old Robert Taft Republican school of avoiding empire. And, I wanted to abolish the Department of Education. They want to double it. One, is Ron Paul very much different from the rest of the field, as Kirk Cameron, and he seemed to agree, and two, who's the most conservative?
Well, I think when you look at Ron Paul, if you look at all the six candidates that are remaining in the Republican presidential race, they run across the spectrum. I think they're all Republicans. They all have pros. They all have cons. I think if you look at Ron Paul, there are a lot of things that he brings to the table, and I tend to agree with him on some of the things that he talks about, the civil libertarian aspect of things. I mean, I think the strict constitutionalist part of things is an important thing. There are things that I do disagree with him on, the Department of Education, abolishing that. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's a good idea.
But he's more conservative than you are.
I don't know if conservative is the right term.
More limited
he's probably more strict constitutionalist.
And more limited
government. That probably is true. But I think that he adds something to the debate, and I think he's been a very useful addition to the debate. And I think you look at the other candidates, they also have things that they share with Mr. Paul as well.
Now, Fox News at one point excluded him from the debate, and Kirk Cameron, who asked him that question, who has very conservative leanings, seemed to be saying, with not too much subtlety, you're not viable. You are not within the range of the Republican Party.
No, I think Carl Cameron has a job to do where he asks those questions, and I'm not sure that he was saying that, yeah.
Okay, but... So you don't think he's out of the mainstream at all in terms of the Republican
Ron
Party?
Ron Paul, I don't think he's out of the mainstream. I think he is a certain end of the mainstream, but he's not out of the mainstream.
All right. Let me move on to the question of immigration. And there was a question asked to Rudolph Giuliani on immigration in New York, and his response was very interesting. Let me show you that, because I think it has to deal with that aspect of the debate.
Mayor Giuliani, you said that it was so important to you that illegal immigrants not fear reporting crimes, that you insisted police not ask their immigration status. For that, some of your colleagues accuse you of running a sanctuary city. As president, would you object if other mayors insisted their police not ask immigration status?
Well, the reality is it would have been absurd to ask illegal immigrants reporting crimes about their illegal immigrant status, because then you would not have gotten the information about the person who committed the murder, the person who committed the mugging, the person who committed the rape. And a person who commits those kinds of crimes doesn't look for green cards when they commit those crimes. So it would have been irresponsible in the highest degree to not allow them to report it. And the policies that I had in New York with regard to illegal immigrants, which allowed illegal immigrants to report crimes, helped to bring crime down more than any city in America, more than any city in the history of America. So I'm very proud of it. Had I done anything else, I think I would have ended up with a city that had the problems before I came into office. Same thing with allowing children to go to school. I allowed children of illegal immigrants to go to school. I had 70,000 children of illegal immigrants. What was I going to do? Allow them to be on the streets so that they could become the victims of crime on the streets, maybe engage in crime themselves on the streets? Those are the exceptions that were made. On the other hand, we reported every single criminal. We reported every single person suspected of crime. We reported so many to the Immigration Service that the Immigration Service actually asked New York City to stop reporting.
Okay, so it seems reasonable to me what he's saying. You can't ask illegal immigrants their status when they're reporting crimes, because otherwise crimes go up, and you have to allow their children to go to school, otherwise they're out on the streets. It seems reasonable to me, but that's because I'm a liberal, and I think those are liberal answers. You agree?
I don't think they're liberal answers. I think it seems reasonable to me, too, which is frightening we agree on this.
It is frightening we
agree.
But
I think that if you look at Mayor Giuliani, he's trying to govern a city. And I think what his answer points out there more than anything else is the need to have comprehensive immigration reform in the Congress. It's not fair to put all these burdens on the cities and the states and the towns to do all the work the federal government should be doing. I think it's been a bipartisan failure.
But they're attacking Rudy Giuliani precisely. People like Mitt Romney or Fred Thompson even are attacking Giuliani for doing these kinds of things. They're accusing him of having sanctuary cities, for allowing children of illegal immigrants to go to school. And a lot of people in your party are saying that's excessive. We shouldn't use taxpayer money to have illegal immigrants go to school. I agree with Giuliani. Well, who do you agree with?
Well, I think if you look at Mitt Romney on this issue, Mark, I do think he's demagogued it. And I think demagoguing immigrants is something that unfortunately is a little too easy to do, and it shouldn't be done. I think that it again gets back to the Congress's failure to really act on this issue, because they put these mayors, they put governors, they put town council members, county boards of supervisors in a position where they have to do something like this. And I think if you look at Giuliani's answer, it's a fair answer, it's a responsible answer. I think when you get down to the issue of illegal immigrants attending schools or bumping legal immigrants out of spaces in state colleges and universities, things like that, it's a very nuanced issue, but it's something that the Congress has not dealt with in a forthright manner, and I think it's caused the problems.
John McCain was asked about Congress's failure to deal with immigration in a forthright manner, just as you have. Let me play
that. I'd like to focus on immigration, which polls indicate is a big issue here in South Carolina, as it was in New Hampshire. Senator McCain, the president's push for immigration reform failed mainly because of disagreements over your plan for dealing with the 12 million people now here illegally. Say you've learned your lesson, you'd secure the borders first, okay? Then how would you deal with the illegals?
Actually, it failed because the American people had no trust or confidence in the federal government to do its job. Because we had passed a law in 1986 that said we'd allow citizenship, and actually what happened was that we didn't secure the borders as we promised. So Americans need to restore their trust and confidence.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you agree with the moderator's assessment that it failed because people disagreed with John McCain's plan, which was also, frankly, George Bush's plan with some modification? Mm-hmm. Or do you agree with John McCain's assessment that it failed because the American people had no trust in the federal government? Or do you have a different assessment?
No, I mean, I think if you look at his answer, the 1986 law he's talking about, the Simpson-Mazzoli Act, it allowed illegals to gain citizenship without doing what Senator McCain did, which is the other side of it, which is what was supposed to be linked to, which is securing the borders so that illegal immigrants could not come in as readily. I think that, you know, one of the things he's talking about here is we are a nation of laws, and legal immigrants, we're a nation of immigrants as well. They come to this country, they follow the laws, they get citizenship because they have followed the laws. And I think that what he's saying here is that the reason his bill failed was, number one, because you had this breakdown in the 1986 bill that
which Ronald Reagan signed, by the way.
Which Alan Simpson and Roland Mazzoli passed, too, so it's a bipartisan bill. Second of all, that I think in one area he's also talking that we don't have any trust in the government to actually act on this issue, which gets back to what we were talking about earlier.
But isn't one of the reasons we don't have any trust in the government because we've had George Bush and the Republicans run it for so long. I mean, here your party controlled all the levers of power, and yet John McCain is saying the American people have no trust in the government. What did your party do wrong?
Well, I mean, if you look at the 1986 bill, the Democrats control both the House and the Senate well, so you can say there's a breakdown there if you look at it from a more longer-term view. I think what Senator McCain here is saying is very apt, is obviously we have to find a path for citizenship for these people that are here illegally at the current time, same time securing the borders.
And I think that that particular idea is an anathema to most people in your party. But we have to end the debate here. Buzz Hawley, I want to thank you very
much
for coming here. Next week we do the Democrats. We will go through the Democratic debate in detail with the three major candidates that are left remaining for now. This is Mark Levine.
River Mountain Watch. Call River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Call River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! Wow, there's so much to go into this evening that I feel positively schizophrenic. I'm all over the board. You want to start with the ugly politics and get it out of the way? We certainly can. For those of you who watch the Sunday Blabfest shows, you know that the latest in the withering, excoriating attacks between Senators Clinton and Obama is the business about whether or not she was racially insensitive when she said it took Lyndon Johnson signing the 1964 Civil Rights Act into law to bring civil rights into, you know, to make it a reality, to partially fulfill the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King. The Obama campaign then fired back that she was a racist pig. Nah, they